Etoke may become the first community in Alaska to get all its electricity from wood. A utility has proposed building a power plant that would burn black spruce, a plan backers say could serve as a test case for communities struggling with high-cost fossil fuel-generated power. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Alaska Power and Telephone officials say they're impressed with how much money the biomass-fueled boiler at the Etoke School has saved the local school district, about $180,000 last year, and the district estimates a power plant to be hooked up to the system this fall will save another $150,000 annually. AP&T spokesman Dave Stancliffe says utility officials are now studying the idea of building a bigger biomass system that, like the school, would use chipped black spruce as fuel. That would cost about a third of what AP&T is paying for the diesel it now uses to generate power, and that could reduce the cost of electricity.
Our little local grocery store pays $27,000 a month just for power.
Stancliffe, who lives in Etoke, says biomass may be the solution to bringing down soaring energy costs that are threatening to crush the area's economy.
Basically, the health and socioeconomic well-being of the community is threatened by these high energy costs.
Thomas Deerfield is an Anchorage-based alternative energy consultant who's working on AP&T's biomass project study. He says Etoke's energy costs are the highest of any community on Alaska's road system, and he says the biomass system could help ease Etoke's economic pain.
It's just killing that little town. The motel and the restaurant and grocery stores, it's amazing that they're managing to stay in business at those kind of power rates.
Stancliffe estimates AP&T's system would cost $15 million and, if all goes well, could be built within 2 years. It initially would generate 2 megawatts, enough for all of AP&T's 830-some customers. He says the utility hopes to complete the study by the end of the summer and negotiate a 25-year timber sales contract with the State Division of Forestry that would allow harvest of the biomass. Chris Mache is the Forestry Division Director, and he says the agency has given initial approval to proceed with the contract. He says it's a different kind of timber sales contract for the agency.
This is some new ground for us, and I would say also for the utility industry here in Alaska. No one has done a larger scale wood biomass project like this.
Mache says forestry officials see many benefits to AP&T's proposal. Besides providing a cheaper energy source, it also would help forestry's ongoing efforts to reduce thick stands of black spruce that grow throughout that part of the Tanana Valley State Forest. That could help reduce the chance of wildfires, like the 18,000-acre Eagle Trail fire that forced evacuation of many areas around Etoke in 2010. Mache says harvesting black spruce could save money that would otherwise go to fighting fire, and the agency may even make a bit of money.
It's very intriguing from a forestry standpoint that all of a sudden something we've had to pay to have treated, we may be able to at least break even or even make enough money to cover the costs of managing this resource.
Deerfield agrees, and he says the Etoke Biomass Project will play an important role in encouraging the state to develop policies to promote greater use of biomass fuel, especially in remote communities that are paying sky-high prices for fossil fuels. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.